Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Depending on where you live, depending on your time zone. Happy Thursday morning. Wherever the hell you live, though, happy night. Some people say that in the West Indies. Happy night to you. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. It don't matter. You could be in the West Indies. You could be a little closer. You could be in Miami. You could be with me in Georgia. You could be in Seattle, Portland. You could be in Anchorage, Hawaii. I'm glad that you're listening. You can always lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio station, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and you can stay tuned to the show all the time. Up in New York, my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he is holding it down for us on the boards, and it's been an eventful night. We opened up the show talking about Trae Young and what the hell is going on with the Atlanta Hawks. It's not all Trae Young's fault. You can look at a lot of blame to pass around. It's not all Nate McMillan's fault. You got to start somewhere, though. When John Collins is letting everybody know that Nate McMillan could have done a better job relating to the players, and yeah, sometimes you got to get a first shoe to drop. Matter of fact, take a listen to John Collins saying that the head coach was probably not a fit for their young team.
Coach Mack is more so, I'd say, suited for guys who are in a different part of their careers.
Yeah.
And just us being as young as we are, we feel like we need to focus on just a couple of different things. I really feel like, you know, it wasn't more so the basketball, just where we're at mentally. That's the biggest gap, so. Do what you can. We'll do what we can.
It wasn't the basketball. It's just where we're at mentally. Is John Collins calling his team a bunch of babies? Do they need a babysitter? Huh. Okay. Atlanta Hawks, maybe they'll go to the playoffs and get wiped out, and then they could find a new head coach and maybe start wiping out some of their players. We talked about how the San Francisco 49ers still can't catch a break. Brock Purdy, the surgery that was scheduled for his elbow has been delayed. Just for now, they still want to get it done in the beginning of March, but he still has inflammation in his elbow. They want the inflammation, the swelling, they want all of that to go down before they cut him open and fix that UCL. And this is good for Trey Lance, I guess, right? He might have more of an opportunity to not just go through a full offseason with OTAs, a full training camp, preseason games. Depending on Brock Purdy's recovery, they still hope that he can come back for the regular season, the beginning of it. But it may be Trey Lance's job. And so the 49ers, they're just cursed all over the place when it comes down to quarterback play. And so tonight's top six list, with free agency and player movement and coach movement, just so much movement already going on in the NFL. I wanted to deliver to you tonight a top six list that looks at six teams that need, absolutely need, to hit big this offseason. They need to hit a grand slam. They need to hit a game-winning three. They need to make a major move or a move or multiple moves to save their ass. These are pivotal off seasons for these teams. They got to hit it right now. Get it over with. Get the big one. You know what? Let's not waste any time. It's time for a top six list of NFL teams that need to hit it big right now. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tennessee Titans already dropping guys. Like Robert Woods, goodbye. Lewin, goodbye. We don't need no offensive tackle. Go find a job somewhere else. Goodbye. Man, free Derrick Henry. That's who needs to get free. Put that man on a good team. Damn, Titans ain't going anywhere. Anyway, it's time for a list. The top six NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. Hey, Shep, what number are we starting off with?
Number six.
I know this team is sick of it. They've gone through the craps, I feel like, for the past 4 years. They did what any decent team would do. They thought about their future, but their quarterback said, y'all hurt my feelings. They made him drink. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. They've been through this before. Every offseason involving the transition from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers was a drama story. The fans in Green Bay are used to another drama story. Is Aaron Rodgers going to come back? Is he going to be traded? Are we going to pay him? Well, now we are paying him, but does he want to stay? And he's doing interviews, and he has an inner circle, and he's on a darkness retreat. He does everything except for just play quarterback. The Green Bay Packers need to hit it big this offseason, and they're not even in control. Right now, Aaron Rodgers is. Brian Gutekunst, he talked about Aaron Rodgers and their future, and are the Packers trying to go with Love or Rodgers or Rodgers or Love? Or it's real confusing. Just listen.
You know, certainly this year was, you know, I think he was dealing with some moving pieces, some injuries and things like that. It wasn't a great year offensively for us as a whole. But I mean, you guys saw as well, he still can play at a very high level. I really liked the way he led us. So, you know, again, I think as we move forward over the next month or so, we'll, you know, start putting these things together and see how that transpires.
To clarify, you think it is his decision in terms of coming back if he wants to be back?
We made a really big commitment to him, you know, last offseason, you know, so I think as we did that, it wasn't certainly for just this year. So, we'll, like I said, he's going to take his time and the communication will be, you know, pretty constant as we move forward.
Hey, Brent, going into next season, who gives you a better chance to win, him or Jordan?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a four-time MVP, right? So we are very excited about Jordan and where he's at. There's no doubt about that. But Jordan's never played a 16-17 game season, gone through all that stuff. So it's no different than we move from, you know, Brett to Aaron, right? You know, I mean, so you just – that's a hard thing to say. But at the same time, I mean, where Aaron's at, the level he's at, you know, he would – I think there's not many teams he wouldn't give the best chance to win.
And now they got to wait for him to emerge from his darkness retreat. He's going to crawl out of a cave or a closet or whatever the hell he's at now. We just got to wait on it. The Green Bay Packers, what else is new? They got to hit it big this offseason, but they can't do much. They got to wait on Rodgers. I got them at six. What's the next number?
Number five.
Man, this team could never hit it big. Not with this owner. He got a bowl haircut. How you going to trust a grown man? I don't think he's a billionaire. How you going to trust a rich man with a bowl haircut? I'm talking about the Raiders. You got McDaniels. You dumped Derek Carr. Derek Carr's a free agent. You got Devontae Adams. If Aaron Rodgers does leave, you don't know if he's going to join the Raiders. And then you got Dave Ziegler, who's the general manager. You had Mike Mayock before him. They snatched him up off of television. Dave Ziegler was on Barstool. He was on one of their podcasts. And Dave Ziegler was asked about the Raiders' future at QB. He didn't even have an answer. He said the answer might not even get here this season. Listen.
I'm in charge of myself and, you know, our group. We're in charge of filling the most important position on the team. And so, yeah, there's some, you know, there's some pressure that comes along with that, and however we fill it, it doesn't mean we're going to have an immediate answer, you know, this year.
I don't know. AKA, I'm buying time. I've been here for 1 year, y'all. Give me a break while I figure this out. Derek Carr, we gave him a contract. He ain't here. He's gone. Give me some time. Man, it's going to be a wide chasm to go from either Aaron Rodgers to Jimmy G. Good luck to the Raiders. I got them at number five. They need to hit it big this offseason, and then they're probably going to have to slap Josh Jacobs with the franchise tag. He ain't going to like that. And worst things come to worst, maybe we see Jarrett Stidham. The Raiders have major decisions to make. Top six teams that need to hit it big this offseason. What's the next number?
Number four.
It's the Chicago Bears. They only won three games last year. Three. Imagine showing up to work 17 times and 14 times suck. You get half the time you got to leave home to get your ass whooped. Justin Fields is the starting quarterback. For now. They have the first overall pick in the draft. For now. They may trade Fields. They may draft a quarterback. They may trade back and get more picks. They may select a defender. They may select an offensive lineman. They may get a wide receiver. We have no idea. Do this first. Protect Fields. And get them a blanket while you're at it. Because if you want to talk about a team that needs to hit it big this offseason, yeah, the Bears have major decisions to make that will have major implications into their future. But Justin Fields, he just needs a blanket. Because he was on Pardon My Take, and we talked about this on Friday. He wants to play inside because outside is too cold. Listen.
Something to be said, I think, about like your physical running style. You're a big dude. You're strong. Playing in that type of weather, You inflict more pain on them than they do on you.
Thing is about that weather is like when it's that cold, you have to bundle up, like put a bunch of layers on and stuff like that. And your body's cold, so you're not warmed up. So I feel like way slower in that cold weather. So it's tough. Ooh. But yeah, I mean, you know, you of course want to try to stay warm on the sideline and stuff like that. But I mean, it's hard to stay warm in that weather. Warm-ups and stuff like that, your hands freezing up, so it's tough.
We're going to clip that and just send it to anyone who says that we shouldn't move to Arlington Heights.
Hey, yeah. I hope we just get a dome. I don't care if we're at Soldier Field. I don't care if we're in Arlington Heights. I hope we get a dome on that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, get them two blankets. Or trade them here back home to Atlanta. Or if Atlanta's too warm for him, or excuse me, if Atlanta's too cold for him, send his ass to Tampa to sweat. There'd be no reason to. But the Chicago Bears, they need to hit it big this offseason. Because if things don't work out and Fields becomes a human pinata, then, yeah, he's either going to be worthless or they're going to have to move him. The Bears are number four. After number four comes...
number three.
NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. Hey, they just hired a new offensive coordinator. They just brought in a guy who just won another championship. They brought in a dude who, for whatever reason, LeSean McCoy hates. I'm talking about the Washington Commanders. Hey, maybe they'll adjust this in the offseason first. Can they get rid of that damn Porky the Pig mascot? Major Tutty. I hear Major Tutty and I go, that's a fat Porky Pig. That's the mascot? I bet Dan Snyder came up with it. Anyway, besides getting rid of that ugly-ass mascot, the Washington Commanders, they need everything. I'm sorry. Maybe Sam Howell will be good. Maybe he can deliver the ball to Terry McLaurin. Maybe they don't even have the quarterback on the roster that they need. Ron Rivera talked about this a while ago on the NFL Network. Listen to him.
Well, I think he most certainly can be. I know this. We will go into OTA's minicamp and training camp with Sam Howell, more likely QB1, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it's his opportunity. This is a challenge to him. You know, if he comes out and does the things that he's capable of, we believe he's capable of, he can most certainly be our guy. But we'll find out. And, again, that's what competition is going to do. It's going to bring out the best in all our guys.
Okay. I got no hope for the Washington Commanders until Daniel Snyder is, I don't know, reprinting newspapers. I don't know. Maybe Eric Bieniemy ultimately takes over for Ron Rivera. Maybe Ron Rivera is no longer needed at some point, and then he takes over. I don't know. I just feel Washington, the defense, will hold them down. Maybe we'll get a whole full year of Chase. Maybe the offense will get it together to catch up with the defense. Ask the Chicago Bears how that worked out for them. Defense, defense, defense. Offense sucks. Eventually, the defense gets old. The offense still sucks, and so does the defense. Commanders, take note. Find the quarterback this year if you can. Top six NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. What's the next number?
Number two.
Okay. They have failed seemingly every offseason. It's like, hey, oh, well, we can go ahead and bring in, I know, Sammy Watkins. I'm talking about the Baltimore Ravens. This offseason is pivotal when you want to think about what the next maybe even 4 or 5 years look like for the Ravens. And we know it's because of Lamar Jackson. The Ravens have gone all in on this man and his skill set, his talents. They haven't necessarily supplemented him with the correct offensive weapons. The offensive play calling under Greg Roman was pretty crappy, to say the least. And now they have a new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken, who helped the Bulldogs go to 2 straight national championships. He's familiar with coaching in the NFL, having been the offensive coordinator for the Browns. If they don't come to a deal with Lamar Jackson, if Lamar Jackson wants out, the Ravens are completely cooked. I know there's an Edgar Allan Poe theme. I know there is a Ravens theme. There is a Nevermore theme. You get a little bit of a graveyard, you know, on the field during introductions in honor of Edgar Allan Poe and the Raven Nevermore. We get all of that. The Ravens are going to have to bury themselves if they have no Lamar Jackson. Put a fork in them. They're basically done. Despite this, Todd Monken took the job, and he was asked about Lamar Jackson, hoping that he'd be there. And I guess he wanted to deliver some glowing remarks, because he was asked about Lamar, and the first word that came out of his mouth was, he's elite. Listen.
Elite. You know, he's got an elite skill set. I mean, it's obvious when you watch him on film. I mean, the things he can do with the football and the plays that he makes. And I think he's underrated as a passer. Maybe I think so, in terms of his ability to make plays and throw it down the field. So you've all seen it. I mean, I'm like you. I'm no different than you. I watch what you guys watch, you know, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so mate, what else are you going to do? He might as well beg for Lamar to come back. Please. I came here for you. Just please come to work. This is going to be an important offseason. This is an important offseason for the Ravens, because they've gone all in on someone and it may not work out. Might not pay off. Worst case scenario, the Baltimore Ravens might have to just hit the reset button. That's disastrous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about NFL teams that need, absolutely need, to hit big this offseason. They need something major to go down. I gave you the top five. It's a top six list. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you number one. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. I got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, damn, I'm the bomb diggity. You don't get no better than that. Huh. The more you know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sharing with you a new top six list. We're looking at the top six NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. We're talking pivotal years. If you look at an NFL team or most NFL teams there, they're either competing for a championship and they need that final piece to help get them over the edge. They're in the middle and they're trying to continue to move upward. And then you got teams at the bottom that are just hoping for a draft pick, hoping for a trade, hoping to just restart the franchise and move forward with a new head coach, a new QB, some team like Houston, right? This is a pivotal offseason for them. D'Amico Ryans comes in. They should be drafting a quarterback, and all will be well. But they at least they have a plan, right? You got to wait and see, but at least there's a plan. Some of these other teams, they just got a hope and a little bit of a prayer. At number six, needing to hit it big, I gave you the Green Bay Packers. Do they keep Aaron Rodgers? Do they let him go? What does Aaron Rodgers wants to do? Do you get stuck with Love? It's crazy. At number five, I gave you the Raiders. Why does every offseason feel like it is life or death for the Raiders? They have a general manager in Dave Ziegler. He was very clear on one of the Barstool podcasts. He's like, folks, I don't know when we get in a quarterback. It may not be this year. If it's not, just leave me alone. And number four, I gave you the Chicago Bears. They might have their franchise quarterback. They might have their franchise QB. Or they might trade him for picks. Or they may trade their number one overall draft pick for more picks. Or they may just screw this up completely and go into the toilet for another, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. Pivotal offseason for the Chicago Bears. And number three, I gave you the Washington Commanders. It's a team run by Dan Snyder. What else am I supposed to say? And number two, I gave you the Ravens. They can either hold on to Lamar Jackson or Lamar Jackson can just rebuff every franchise tag this. He can rebuff showing up. He could just take his ball and completely go home and the Ravens would be royally screwed. They'd be done. Todd Monken will just be like, oh, I showed up. I tried my best. Just pay me and let's keep it moving. I got the Ravens at number two. And I really got to dive deep here. The top NFL team that absolutely needs to hit it big this offseason is this number.
Number one.
It's the New York Jets. The New York Jets haven't won a damn thing in forever. When I say forever, I'm talking 1968 to 1969, forever. The last time the New York Jets had a very good, damn good, even though he was broken, starting quarterback, he was wearing pantyhose. He was posing in fur coats and jackets. His name was Joe Namath. Great guy, by the way. When he's not trying to kiss Susie Colbert. Since then, the New York Jets have had a broken Vinny Testaverde. They've had a slingshot arm in Chad Pennington. They had Mark Sanchez, an NFL quarterback who ran face first, by accident, I presume, into his own offensive lineman's ass on Thanksgiving for the world to see. And then his head coach had Mark Sanchez tatted on his body. Him and his wife are making foot videos with Mark Sanchez tattoo? Whoa, what's going on? But more importantly, the New York Jets need to make a move this offseason because they selected Zach Wilson at number 2 overall. Zach Wilson has the confidence of Cousin It right now, who is basically, hey, Shep, Cousin It was just the hand, right? That was him?
I'm not sure. I can't lie to you.
Okay, it's okay. He has the confidence of Cousin It. He sucks. He sucks so much that they have to entertain bringing in a goof in Aaron Rodgers, who's an excellent player, maybe still has something in the tank. He's coming off of a broken hand. The New York Jets have to entertain bringing in Derek Carr, who's good, but that's all he is, good to slightly above good. Maybe with the New York Jets, he'll find an elevation of his career. I get it. He was on the Raiders, but moving to the Jets? The Jets have to entertain Jimmy Garoppolo, who can't stay healthy? Did I hear the name Ryan Tannehill? Of course I didn't. The New York Jets are in between a rock and a hard place. The quarterback who they selected is immature, lacks accountability, had to apologize to the whole team. And the New York Jets want him to have a seat. Their defense is amazing. The New York Jets, just this past season, last year, drafted the top offensive rookie, the top defensive rookie, Wilson and Gardner. And all they need is a QB. Head coach Rob Saleh, he says, yeah, we're going to keep Zach Wilson the bum, but we still need a veteran to come in here and help just take us to the promised land. Listen to this.
The quarterback position, obviously, with all the different interviews, was the number one concern, and rightfully so. And it was simple. We're committed to finding a veteran. We didn't get into names. It was talked about that we do plan on bringing a veteran quarterback if we can. We do want to continue working with Zach and continue to develop him.
Zach Wilson is like that toy you get for the holidays. Remember you, your kid, used to get that toy, play around with it for a couple of days, and then it was over. It's like, this toy is now boring. I done waited 3 months to get this. I don't care if it was a board game, an action figure, a video game. You wanted it, you had it, you played with it for 3 days, you got bored, and then you put it to the side. You wanted something new. The New York Jets need something new. And if they can't find a quarterback who can come in and at minimum get this 7-10 team to the playoffs that was on their way to the playoffs, just tack on a bunch more years of the New York Jets not going to the postseason, of which they haven't done in like a decade, more than a decade. And forget about a championship. The New York Jets can't get a QB in. Just keep this in mind. They haven't won a damn thing since 1969 with a quarterback who ran around in pantyhose and a fur coat. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you a top six list of NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. I got the Jets at number one. The Ravens have a gigantic choice in front of them. There are plenty of teams that need to make massive decisions. Call me up. Who needs to make a huge decision that may alter the franchise for the next several years? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a new top six list. We talked about the top six NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. If you missed the full conversation, if you missed the full explanation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And sure, this is the offseason. Every team needs adjustments. I think these teams need a little bit more than others. I believe they're at pivotal points in their organization where they got to hit a home run. They have to hit a grand slam. Otherwise, if they strike out, damn it, they may go sit on the bench for a long-ass time. At number six, I gave you the Packers. At number five, I gave you the Raiders. At number four, I gave you the Chicago Bears, who will be selecting number one overall in this year's draft. At number three, I gave you the Commanders. At number two, the Ravens. And at number one, I gave you the New York Jets. They haven't been to the playoffs in more than a decade. They haven't won a championship since 1969. They're almost like the Bears. They've been looking for a quarterback forever. At least the Bears won in the 80s. The damn Jets haven't won since the 60s. Let's get to some of your phone calls. NFL teams that absolutely need to hit it big. 855-212-4CBS. Lewis is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening. Well, good morning. I got a few things I want to bounce on, but
Lewis, in the interest of time, in the interest of many people who are here on the line, what right? NFL team do you think absolutely needs to hit it out the park this offseason? Just give me that.
Well, because I'm here in Atlanta, I did say Atlanta, but, you know, I'm an underdog man, and I would really and truly like to see Detroit really come up. You know, I give them my heart every time I see them play. Of course, Atlanta is my home team here, and I think that we have all the pieces are in place, really. I do think that, but we do need a little more help on defense.
I was going to say, man, they can't even hit the quarterback, brother.
Right. So, you know, we need that on defense, and hope that we do have a new defensive coordinator coming in this year. I hope that he is, you know, pure as he say he is, and it's all about the heart. And give him a shot at it, you know, and see what we can do on that end right there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lewis, for calling from Atlanta. I appreciate you. Yeah, the Falcons, they need some work in the trenches. Let's go ahead and put it that way. And they could bring in every single defensive coordinator that they want. Bill Belichick could leave the New England Patriots and become the Falcons' defensive coordinator. It won't matter if the Falcons don't have players on the field who can actually – go ahead and get to the QB. And you reference the Lions? It's actually nice to think that the Lions, they don't need to just try to go crazy. The Lions are actually looking at a draft where they're not selecting like number one, okay? That's what typically happens. Year after year, the Lions win no games. They pick number one overall and they get screwed over, okay? Not this season. They actually have talent on offense, on defense. They got a Dan Campbell who I want to see continue to grow into next year. The Lions are actually exciting. I hope they can continue the turnaround. 855-212-4CBS. NFL teams that need to hit it big this offseason. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick. He's calling from St. Petersburg. Nick, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, JR? How you doing, man? I like your show. I normally don't get a chance to call you because I'm normally working, but I'm off early tonight. I'll tell you why I disagree on your take on the Ravens, and that's because I'm a Baltimore guy. I'm going to go up there. But anyway, look, that defense that they got, that's why they paid Roquan Smith that money, is that defense is Super Bowl caliber. So if Lamar don't want to play, which has obviously been the case towards the end of the year, I mean, they're going to move him. He's going to just sit out 2 years. They got enough leverage with that franchise tag. Everybody gets something back for them. They'll get a quarterback. The defense in place, the running backs they got, the O-line they got. They might need some receivers, but I'm saying, like, the defense they got in place, though, and he's not available. I mean, I heard Stephen A. say that the best ability is availability. My man hasn't been able to play the last two Decembers and January.
Nick.
I'll listen to you right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. They built the whole damn team around Lamar Jackson.
And they fired the offensive coordinator for that. So they have a new offense anyway.
Nick, I know who he is. His name is Todd Monken. We talked about him.
I understand that, too, but Greg Roman.
Oh, my God, Jesus, stop. I know you got off of work early, but how many Red Bulls did you have? Nobody can hear you. Don't answer. Sheesh. That's like Red Bull. A cappuccino? Hold on a second. Let me bring him back. Hey, Nick, what else did you drink? Red Bull, cappuccino,
man.
What else?
All right, you got jokes and all.
Yeah, I don't got jokes. I got reality. Sheesh. I had a whole conversation about Todd Monken being the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. We actually played audio from Todd Monken when I laid out the entire top six. This is the point. You can bring in Roquan Smith, who's one of the best linebackers in the entire NFL. You can have a solid defense of what the Ravens did. They've built the entire team offensively around Lamar Jackson. It's not so much as a small point to say they need wide receivers. This man is an MVP. Yeah, you can go ahead and trade and remove Lamar Jackson and bring in another quarterback. Who is that? The world doesn't work that way. The odds of getting rid of Lamar Jackson, and this is not to say it's impossible because that would be stupid, but the odds of getting rid of Lamar Jackson and just bringing in, I don't know, XYZ quarterbacks aren't typically available like that. MVP caliber quarterbacks don't necessarily grow on trees. This is a pivotal offseason for the Ravens. This is not a matter of plug and play. Well, we got rid of Lamar, so let's just bring in, I don't know, Joe Schmo. Well, let's put Ryan Tannehill there, or let's draft a young guy. They have gone all in. And when you put an investment like anything into anybody and you don't get that return, it ain't that easy just to swap out a QB like that. Not by any stretch of the imagination. 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How's it going?
It's going well, Todd. What's on your mind?
I think one of the teams that needs to really produce this year is the Cowboys.
Man, what the hell you want them to do?
I think Jerry Jones is getting old. And he wants to see a winner. And I think he's about ready to blow it all up if he doesn't see one.
I don't think so. I think to your point, he is so old and so stubborn that I don't think he has the time or the patience to quote-unquote blow it up. You end the year, there's so many conversations about Ezekiel Elliott being cooked and washed up. You end the season with Tony Pollard hurt. Dak Prescott needs help. CeeDee Lamb said as much. We need more weapons on offense. Cowboys are kind of dry. You're right. I feel like every offseason is life or death for the Cowboys. And to your point, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Jerry Jones is old. I think a lot of the Cowboys' issues and problems that they've had over the years have to do with Jerry Jones being old. He won't give up. He wants to see everything through. And he's like, damn it, if I give this up, then it may completely go into the tubes and they may not see a championship on my way out. Sad. 855-212-4CBS. George is calling up from Ontario.
I'd like to ask you if there's an actual reality of being able to bring Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers or Garoppolo, any one of those three to the Jets.
Yeah. The New York Jets had a meeting over the weekend with Derek Carr. The New York Jets are waiting on Aaron Rodgers before they tender a contract offer to Derek Carr. And Jimmy Garoppolo is a free agent, and he is made out of glass. But most certainly, if the New York Jets can't get either one of the Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr, they may have to settle for Jimmy Garoppolo. So, yes, there is a possibility. The Jets are they're looking at a veteran QB. Sure.
Okay, hopefully one of those three will land. Now, the other thing, I want to ask you, did you ever see Streveler play in any of the games for the Jets?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he came in, what was it, like a Monday night game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crap. And we never saw him again, as we should.
So
he played in the CFL, didn't he?
Right, but he did really well up here. So the thing is, if you saw the first exhibition game the Jets played, he pulled it out. He pulled out a victory coming in the fourth quarter.
George, you talking to me about Streveler, the former CFL quarterback, and how he performed in preseason?
I think he can be a decent backup.
Yeah, backup. It don't matter if you're backup one, two, or three. I think backup is correct. Otherwise, we could send him back to the CFL. You can have him. Thank you, George.
I thought I'd give him a bit more time.
He did
some good things, but he just...
Okay. Never thought that'd be a long shot, I know. Yeah, never thought we'd talk about him here, but thank you. Are you related to him?
I just see him do some great things up here.
Okay.
You know, he's got a bit of mobility, and that's the thing. Right. If you bring Rodgers, he doesn't have much mobility these days.
I know. I love Canada. Thank you, George.
Okay.
No doubt. Yeah, I didn't think we'd talk about him, Streveler. Like the backup? We're talking about him? We won't say that man's name again for the rest of the year. Probably not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.